Today's preschool is more than story time and naps, building blocks and snacks.
One little, two little, three little buses.
Before heading to kindergarten, 21st century children are expected to know their numbers, letters, and colors, to have mastered certain social skills, and to control their behavior.
You know, it's not babysitting anymore, and whether it's an infant, a toddler, a 3 or 4 year old, every kid deserves a learning environment that supports them to grow.
That's Jenna Conway, Virginia's first chief readiness officer. She says kids who don't know letters or numbers can quickly catch up, but learning appropriate behavior takes time.
Hello there, friendly crocodile. May we inspect your perfect smile and count your teeth? 1, 2, 3. Ooh. No, no, dear croc. We're not your tea.
Whether they lack academic, social, or behavioral skills, Conway says 40% of Virginia's kids, nearly 30,000 of them, are not ready for kindergarten when the time comes, often because they haven't had access to high-quality preschool.
Right now, in the Commonwealth, infant care costs more than in-state tuition. And so parents are scrambling and having to put their kids in unlicensed, unregulated, unsafe settings while they're just trying to keep their job.
So she and her team have set out to fix that.
We've registered nearly 600 sites and engaged over 3,000 teachers. We got 80% of our teachers responded to a survey explaining some of what their experience is like and how we can better support them.
Among other things, she says preschool teachers need guidance.
Most of our infant and toddler teachers never receive feedback. We don't actually treat them like professional educators. And so we're going in across 27 jurisdictions, about 20% of the state through this pilot, and making sure that every infant, toddler, 3 and 4 year old teacher gets feedback and supports to be the best educator they can be.
At UVA's School of Education, Dean Bob Pianta applauds the effort and suggests that preschool programs need a formal way to work with public and private schools to assure that everyone is on the same page.
A lot of communities across the country, they'll set up an early learning council that doesn't just involve childcare and preschools. It involves the elementary schools in that community. And really what you need is that kind of overarching structure that enables planning to take place in a coordinated fashion.
Conway adds that outreach to parents is also important to assuring children are ready for kindergarten.
We have to recognize that our families are our kids' first teachers. And so helping our families understand, how do you support the learning? It's not a flashcard. It's not a worksheet. It's about kind of giving kids opportunity to tell stories and engage. Reading to kids every single night, even when they're really little and you're not sure that they're understanding it, and constantly talking to your kids.
That's because good language skills are key to suitable school behavior.
The best way a kid can deal with big emotions is if he or she has the ability to talk about it and explain their feelings.
Time will tell whether this new emphasis on early education will make a difference as students make their way through school. But superintendents, school administrators, researchers, and government officials are interested. About 200 of them attended a conference on the subject at UVA, and Virginia has applied for a $37.5 million federal grant to expand its program, hoping to support preschools statewide. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.